Hey, this is Mark with Opinion Research, ma'am. We're conducting a quick survey about Phoenix. Are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Am I registered to vote? Yes.
Okay, great. In Phoenix, right?
Yes, here in Phoenix.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second, please. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? 50-50 chances, or you think you will not vote?
Oh, yeah, I vote, but I vote through the mail, because they mail me my ballot.
Oh, okay. I guess it's easier for you then.
Excuse me?
It's easier, right?
Yeah, it's easier for me to vote through the mail.
Understood. So you're certainly going to vote or probably going to vote?
No, I'm certainly going to vote.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And what year were you born?
I was born in 56.
1956, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino?
And what?
Is anyone in your household, either you or somebody else, Hispanic?
Yes, we're all Hispanic.
Okay, understood. 1 second, please. And thinking about voting in the November elections, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat motivated to vote, or not too motivated to vote?
Oh, I'm totally motivated to vote. I am certainly going to vote.
Understood. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that the things are going on the wrong track?
I really don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, no worries. And I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feeling towards each of them. It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't have any opinion or have never heard of that, please also let me know. The first person is Kay Guyago.
I don't know him.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones?
I've never heard of that name either.
Okay. What about Katie Hobbs?
Yeah, that one I do know.
And what type of opinion do you have about Katie? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. How about Carlos Galindo? Elvira.
I never heard of him.
Okay, no worries. And last but not least, Anna Hernandez.
Who?
Anna Hernandez.
I haven't heard that name before either.
Okay, no worries. Now, overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job of the Phoenix City Council is doing?
That again?
I'm sorry. Overall, do you approve or disapprove the job that the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I really don't have opinion on that.
Not a problem. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay.
Of course,
if the election for Phoenix, for Biden, okay, thank you. Now, if the elections for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from your area were Ana Hernandez, Emilio Avila, Marcelino Quiñones, Martin Bridgman, and Michael Nowoski, for whom would you vote?
I don't know, because I've never heard of those names before.
Okay, I understand. Tell me which one of the issues is most important to you in deciding for voting for city council. Job and economic development, street and road maintenance, housing costs, racial equity, crime, public transportation, climate change and excessive heat, homelessness, water quality and supply?
What was that again?
Oh, for the ones that I mentioned, which one do you think is the main issue that might help you to decide in voting for council?
The housing.
Housing cost? Okay. Okay. And let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me where this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first one says, Marcelino is a state senator and long-term resident of South Phoenix.
Excuse me, what was that name again?
Marcelino Quiñones?
This is the first time I'm hearing that name.
Okay, not a problem. What I will do for you is I'm gonna mention some quotes that about him, and would you tell me is that a little bit convincing or somewhat convincing or very convincing for you to vote for him based on the quotes? For example, the first one says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident on South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work to improve safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. How convincing does that sound?
Wait, I didn't understand the question. Can you tell me again?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to read you like a quote that says something about Marcelino, and you tell me how convincing does that sound. Okay, it says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. How convincing does that sound for voting for him?
It sounds very convincing.
Now, the next one says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Laban.
What was that again?
It says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community, right? So he will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct. How convincing does that sound?
Somewhat,
thank you. And it says, Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs. How convincing does that sound?
That sounds very convincing.
Thank you. And the very last one says, the local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. How convincing does that sound?
That sounds very convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I will read you a series of statements about another person, which her name is Ana Hernandez. And it's the same thing as we did with Marcelino. It says, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. How convincing does that sound?
Sounds very convincing.
Thank you. The next one says, Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. How convincing does that sound?
What is that? It has anything to do with police officers. You're not going to convince me.
Oh, okay. It says, Ana believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effect of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
What was that again?
I'm sorry. It says, Ana believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effect of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents.
How convincing.
Okay. And the very last one says, Hernandez believes, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm saying that the last one says, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will spend that to lawmakers who want to take their choices away. She will support protection for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortion in Phoenix. How convincing is that?
Somewhat, but everyone else
is
somebody did do that, because it is our body and we should be able to choose what to do with it.
Understood. Now, after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote, Marcelino or Ana?
For Ana,
thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
What was that question?
If generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A Democrat.
Strong?
What do you mean, both?
No, I said a strong or not too strong Democrat. Ma'am?
I consider myself a fully Democrat.
Oh, okay, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm undecisive about that one.
So that's moderate, or?
No, what was the question again?
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Between first and 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-HF, some college, 4 years of college graduate, or post-graduate?
I I received my GED.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently owning your home, rent a home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
You own your home? Okay. And strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
What was that?
Strictly for quality purposes, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have only your first name?
My first name? Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Carolina, thank you. Mm-hmm. With a C, right?
C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A.
Okay, perfect. So that basically concludes the survey, ma'am. I do highly appreciate your time and sharing your opinion with me. And I hope you have a great rest of the week, okay?
Okay, thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.